fitness equipment, gym equipment, weights, boxing equipment, cardiovascular machines. How do you know when you're putting your fitness business together, whether it's in your own garage, whether you're going to run boot camps on the beach, whether you're going to set up a multi-million dollar health club or a chain of multi-million dollar health clubs around the world, what's the best equipment to use? And it's a really interesting question because people will share with you, this is the best equipment and this is what you should buy. And that information may come from people that have already bought that equipment, or it might come from an equipment manufacturer, or you might go to a fitness show or expo and they say, this is the best equipment. And now you've got to make a decision. Well, there's only two people that really matter in this decision-making process, and it isn't the equipment manufacturer and it isn't the person at the fitness expo. You need to buy the stuff that you really like. You need to invest your hard-earned money into equipment that you're going to be really excited about using. So the first person that needs to be really happy when you walk into your gym, into your personal training studio, into your boot camp, into your backyard exercise expo experience, that the equipment that's there is stuff that puts a big smile on your dial and you love it. So that's a great place to start. Now, the next place, whether it's more important, the same as importance, or please give it some serious consideration, is the people that you're going to be training. What kind of equipment do they want? So you might have a person at a fitness expo tell you that you need to have 27 pieces of equipment and they all need to be computerized, and you need to have 37 pieces of cardiovascular equipment in each bike and cycle and cross trainer. And people will try and talk you into lots of things, but they don't matter. The only people that matter is that you love what you've got, and the people that are coming to train with you love the equipment that you've got. Now, this comes straight back down to target marketing. And if you are going to buy a certain kind of equipment to suit you, make sure that will also suit your target market, that they will be excited to come to train at your gym, at your personal training studio, in your garage. And there's a whole different experience there. People coming to a home studio, people who hate going to the gym, people who are scared of gym equipment, people who don't want to do strength training or don't want to lift weights. The reason they might come to you is because you don't have any equipment. So let's start there. There is definitely a target market for a gym, personal training studio, home garage studio, backyard experience where there is absolutely no equipment. Now, it doesn't mean that people won't be doing strength training. It just won't look like they're lifting weights. You might have buckets of sand. You might have tires. You might have logs. You might have pot plants. You might have beach balls filled with water. The human body doesn't know the difference between lifting a barbell, a dumbbell, a log, or a suitcase, as long as your muscles are being overloaded. So you might start with that whole concept of, this is the gym that has no gym equipment. This is the personal training studio that has no scary equipment. And you might use that as your marketing tool. And by the way, that's a very inexpensive way to set up a personal training studio or a gym, to not have any equipment at all. And or you could purchase things like plastic balls to fill up with sand, or plastic buckets to fill up with water or sand or rocks. They don't cost very much either. So start with nothing. What's the least amount of equipment I have to have to excite my target market to come and train with me? What do I want to train on, of course, and then what do my target market want? And big question to ask there is, ask your target market, what do you actually want? And you might be really surprised. I've got lots of examples of my MAC students where they've asked their target market, what's your favorite equipment? And they thought they had to buy 3-4 pieces of expensive electronic cardiovascular equipment, and they ended up with a Repco cycle that wasn't electronic, a skipping rope and a boxing bag, because the target market that they wanted to attract were not interested in using any kind of cardiovascular equipment. They hated it. So you might find that your equipment setup, when your target market tells you what they want, might be as inexpensive as $50 or $100 from your local secondhand store, or something you can buy online, or something you can just go down to your Kmart or your Target or your warehouse in New Zealand, or any form of big discount store, and find a whole heap of fun toys for people to play with that would be really inexpensive. So keep that in mind. The bottom end is that you don't have any equipment at all. And we'll go even further than buckets and balls and boxing bags. The human body for most people is the heaviest thing they'll have to lift, their very own body. So one of the things that you really could think about is, we don't have any equipment at all. We're going to make you strong enough to lift your own body, run with your own body, and do the things in your life that you you want to do. And that requires no equipment at all. And as you know, you can do a weight training workout without weights. You can lift your own body weight. It might be something as simple as bars, because you can do chin-ups and dips and push-ups. And obviously, if you're lifting your own body weight for any leg exercise, you can do that really effectively with a bucket of sand or a bucket of rocks. So just keep that in mind. That's the end of the market that says, I don't need very much equipment. At the very other end of that spectrum is you're opening up a multinational or multi-million dollar fitness facility, and you want to attract corporate people who are really excited about the latest electronic computerized equipment, and you can spend anywhere between $5,000 and $50,000 for each piece of equipment. And depending on your business plan, depending on your target market, you're going to fit somewhere in between no equipment at all and $5,000, $50,000 for each piece of equipment. Now, please ask your target market. And you might even be surprised if you open up a new gym that, yes, people are impressed by weights, or they're impressed by how many pieces of equipment you've got, or they're impressed by the variety of equipment that you've got. But that could also be an education tool. You might be able to explain to people that we only have, for instance, squat racks. So we've got 27 squat racks, but on that squat rack, you can do chins, you can do dips, you can do deadlifts, you can do lunges, you can do squats, and they're the major exercises. So we don't have all this variety of equipment at this facility. We just pick the very best exercises so that you get the very best results. And that's probably the big thing to think about, is what's going to make your facility, your gym, your personal training studio different from all of the hundreds and thousands of other gyms and personal training studios that there are out there. And if you walk into most gyms, they look exactly the same. And I think it might be one of the reasons why only 10% of the market want to go to the gym, because it's a big, scary torture chamber of scary, intimidating varieties of equipment that nobody knows how to use. You might be surprised that you could have a very successful, profitable fitness facility and not have to have either very much equipment or no variety of equipment, just the best pieces of equipment. So give that some really serious thought. So what do you want to have? And I'll give you a couple of examples. A lot of my MAC students have opened up personal training studios in their garage, their home, their lounge room, their front room, their spare room, and they've got limited space. So you can have something as easy to buy as a chin dip rack, which is about $150 brand new. They've got a set of adjustable dumbbells that go up to 30 or 40 kilos adjustable, and a set of boxing mitts and gloves. So you've got an investment of about $300. And you can get the best workout that you possibly need in a really small space. I've got other MAC students who have opened up a studio in their garage, but they personally love to do leg press. So they've gone and bought a really expensive leg press, or they've bought a secondhand leg press online, or they've gone to their local gym equipment store and bought a leg press. There's two things to consider about a leg press. Number one is, if you love it and you really want to have one, then of course you should have one. But please consider that it's going to take up a lot of space. And number three, it is not a functional exercise. It's certainly compound. You use lots of muscle groups at the same time. But nowhere in your life will you ever have to sit down in a chair and push a significant amount of weight up above your head. It's not a functional exercise. Somebody shared with me just recently about, what if you have to push yourself out of a car accident, or you want to push a big log off something while you're out hiking. Functional for that particular movement, of course, but not particularly functional for everyday activity. I really hope that you'll never have to push yourself out of a car accident every single day of your life. I share that with you because sometimes we get caught up in the, I have to have this particular machine, where it may not be the best exercise for the muscle groups that you want to use, not the most functional exercise for the muscle groups that you want to use, certainly not the safest for the muscle groups that you want to use, and you don't need to invest that money in that equipment. So be careful that when you choose the pieces of equipment that you are going to put into your facility, that they're going to be the safest possible for you and your clients, and that actually makes sense. The next thing to really consider is your research. There'll be lots of people telling you lots of stuff about equipment, and most people will give you their own experience. And there's plenty of gym owners and personal training studio owners that'll tell you, don't use that equipment, we tried it, it was terrible, or you should use this stuff because we've got it and it's awesome. Best to do your own research. People only go by their own experience, and somebody might might give you a really bad rap about a particular company, but they had a fight with the manager or they had a fight with the salesperson, and that's why they don't like that particular manufacturer. So be aware that when you're looking, do your research, go to all the facilities and try all the equipment. If you're going to fit out a gym and you really want to have 30, 40, 50 pieces of equipment, make sure you work out on them all, try them all. Pick the ones that you're the most excited about and that your target market will be the most excited about, and don't get caught up in the, oh, this is what the salesman sold me when I went to the gym equipment factory. The other thing I always have a giggle about is when I look at personal training studios or gyms, there's always a collection of things, and I say to people, why did you buy that? And they say, oh no, they gave us that for free. One of them is those big plastic balls. They're really good fun to warm up with, and they're really good fun to bounce on the ground, but obviously not a functional exercise, and they can actually be very dangerous and they can hurt people if you exercise on them. And they're not very functional because every time you put your body on a plastic ball to exercise on it, you have to decrease the amount of weight that you can lift, and it's not the best exercise. But every studio and every gym seems to have those big plastic balls. And when I ask why did you buy them, the answer is usually, no, they gave us those for free. So just because somebody gives me a packet of cigarettes for free doesn't mean I'm going to smoke them. And I give you that example because just because somebody says, oh, we'll throw in these 3-4 pieces of equipment as a free gift doesn't mean you have to put them on your gym floor into your personal training studio. And ultimately, when you look around your studio or your fitness facility, you want to be able to say to yourself, this is a top-level fitness facility for my target market. I've got the best exercises, the safest exercises, the most functional exercises. Nobody can hurt themselves in my facility because I've got the best equipment. Last but not least, sometimes your clients will say to you, I want to have a leg extension, or I want to have a bicep curl machine, or can we have a calf raise machine? And people will ask you because they don't know. They've seen their friend do an exercise, or they've seen an exercise in a health and fitness magazine. They've thought, oh, wow, that guy's got big biceps, so I need to do a bicep exercise. Or that guy's got big quads and he's doing leg extension, so I need to do leg extensions. That's where education comes in. Just because somebody wants to have a leg extension doesn't mean it's going to be a functional exercise, doesn't mean it won't hurt their knees, doesn't mean it won't hurt their joints long term or even short term. I've seen people hurt their knee on a leg extension the first time they used it because they already had joint tracking challenges with their knee. They got on the leg extension for the first time and hurt their knee. So be aware that just because people want a particular piece of equipment doesn't mean that you have to put it into your facility. The best thing to have is an in-depth knowledge of anatomy and physiology so you can explain to your clients why your gym, your personal training studio, doesn't have dangerous exercises. We don't waste your time and we don't want to hurt you, so we don't have that exercise. And be really proud of the fact that you don't have dodgy exercises in your facility. So happy choosing the very best equipment for you and your passion and excitement, for you and your target market to achieve the very best results possible in the shortest period of time possible, and enjoy your exercise program because you're training on the stuff that you love to train on.